This is a CKTZ News Update. Christopher Fleck is well-schooled in various musical forms, from vocal improvisation to jazz. He's a percussionist and also plays saxophone, clarinet, and piano. He led a vocal improvisation group as well as a jazz quintet in New York City. He continues his musical exploration, and after moving to rural Cortez Island a few years ago, this spring he began offering a weekly event, calling it Community Musical Play. It's free and open to everyone. So far, just a few folks have been showing up, but he hopes word spreads and the opportunity will draw more participants. Fleck describes the format and what inspired him to bring it about.
As children, we're used to improvising. We're used to just creating spontaneously without necessarily singing a song that we've learned before or something like that. We're creating spontaneously, and so it's inspiring that kind of spontaneous play in a facilitated way that helps create a safe place for people to explore that possibility.
And so what sort of form does it take, in at least how what you're offering to people?
Yeah, so I've been studying with these guys from Brazil recently. I come from having studied with Rhiannon a lot, vocal improvisation and circle songs with Bobby McFerrin and faculty. And then thirdly, with these guys, Zuza and Ronaldo, who live in Sao Paulo in Brazil. And they started hosting monthly gatherings in the park in Sao Paulo. And they would have 40 to 100 people typically come, and they do these facilitated community music experiences. They did a master's in something like the science of collaboration, something like this. And so these games are really aimed at building connection and learning to collaborate together by holding space for everyone to explore themselves and everyone to shine a bit, shine to whatever extent they want to take up that space musically, I guess. And also when you have those types of numbers of people, you can get groups of people moving together, singing together, and you can have four different groups of people who are doing different, it's like an organism, these organisms, flocks of different types of birds. Or
creating an arrangement, though.
Yeah, creating an arrangement. Exactly. And so it can be quite dynamic, using the body to make sounds through stepping or stomping or clapping or tapping your chest or making mouth sounds or singing. And so there's this huge palette of possibility of what we can create with our bodies that so many of us don't explore, especially in the kind of whatever Anglo-Saxon, British-inspired way of being where we're so tight in our bodies and kind of in shut down in a lot of ways. It's like opening ourselves up to this free flow of energy that can actually be really health-inducing for the body as well, to just allow the body to free flow energy as opposed to being controlled and tight.
And Christopher, what inspired you to bring this to islanders on Cortez and visitors too, I'm sure?
It's just being able to give something to the community and an opportunity also for me to be able to play with people in the community. And
it's open, I understand, to anyone, and it's free.
That's right. Yeah. So it's an offering really to the community. I did a vocal jazz degree. I've spent all this time in training, and I haven't taken the route of being a performer per se. And this is one way that I can give.
I liked earlier how you referred to it as game or playing games, which inspires a notion of fun, perhaps, raising one's spirits and play. Is that fair to say in terms of what the inspiration is behind it?
Yeah, I think it's that idea that when we can create a safe place to play in community, it helps create an open space for us to be, I think, vulnerable with one another, be open with one another, have an opportunity to have more heart connection with one another. As we can get so stuck in our ideas and having different ideas one from another and taking a side, and yet we're all here. We're all here in our humanity, finding our way through, and we've all got our stuff. We've all got our challenges. We've all got our imperfections. And in a way, when we can allow those imperfections. And that's part of what I try to hold space is it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to fumble around. It's okay to be in that process of figuring something out, or maybe even not figuring it out, but just being messy. When do we let ourselves just fall apart in play, in a way? Be all the different colors of possibility of how we can express in both in beauty and, in a way, ugliness, if you want to call it that, you know, like sounds that might not be as nice or pretty.
Basically, though, allowing space for it all.
Exactly.
And yeah. I get the sense, too, that it affords one, at the very least, an opportunity to let go of our minds. And by becoming in our bodies and making sound and with other people, we're just in that moment.
Yeah, exactly. Getting out of our minds, our thinking minds, I think, is so important. Like, there's so much wisdom that our bodies have, and play can also be an unwinding of stuff that's stuck in the body, stuff that's stuck in our psyche. So it can be a freeing, and that's also part of the, I think, health-inducing properties of play.
Yeah, just one final question is, what do you think this does do for an individual's health?
I think it can support vitality and just feeling good. My experience is anytime I can move stuck energy that's been stuck by oppression and negative thoughts, and because we just get tight and all that. So just being able to play and move our bodies and move our voices helps to shake up and allow movement to those stuck areas. And maybe maybe it's the time to release it. Maybe it's still stuck because it's been stuck there for so long, but we don't really need to have it stuck anymore. So by giving the opportunity of play is also that opportunity to release stuff and that we might not have to hold anymore.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.